We continue our learning. Linishmas, Helen Basleya, Susan Basleya, David ben Menachem Lush, and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes. Another topic, another example of Sa'a B'Sa'a. Lo yomar adam lachaveru halveni kor chitim vani etein lach lagorin. A person shouldn't tell his friend, lend me a kor, 30 saw worth of wheat grain, and I will give back to you the same amount, lagorin, which means at the time of the granary. Even though you'll say it's not a long time from when it is, from right now, either way, it's still a problem of saw basah for the same concern, where maybe the chitim will go up in price, and I'll end up returning more than that which he lent him. Let's say, in this case, Shimon says to Reuven, could you lend me the 30 saw worth of chitim? I have it in my house, but I need my son to come home and tell me where it is. I have to find, I don't know where the key is. I know exactly where the wheat is, and I can give it back to you right now, but if I had the key, if I had access to it. So if it's already in his house, and potentially he'd be able to get to it if his son told him where it is, son returned home, or he had the key, he would be able to give it back to him right now. So even though he's going to return it to him in a week, when he gets the key or his son comes back, and now by that time the wheat appreciates, it's not a problem, because he had it in his home at that moment. So that's not that would not be a problem. But Behilal Oser, Hillel says, even in this circumstance, to lend chitim b'chitim, the sah b'sah problem, is even if the chitim is in Shimon's house, he's not permitted, Reuven cannot lend a 30 sah worth of, a core worth of chitim to Shimon for Shimon to pay him back later if he doesn't have it right now, doesn't have access to it right now. And Hillel used to say, to support this idea, lo talve isha kikar lachaver to ache tasenu damim, shema yokuru chitim, a woman should not lend a loaf of bread to a friend until they fix the price so that he's going to pay back the value of what it's worth right now and not pay back another loaf of bread, which may be more money when you decide to actually pay back. I'm afraid it'll appreciate, and then it'll probably be a problem of ribis derabana. And this is true, some explain, even though, you know, why do I need Hill to tell me this? We already said Hill says this is not allowed. Then he says, and therefore, a woman shouldn't lend a loaf of bread. Because maybe someone would have thought a loaf of bread. So that's obviously accessible and that's easy. The person has it in their house already. Even if it's not in your house, it's as if you have it in your house because everyone can get a loaf of bread. Nonetheless, no. If you don't have, remember, sub is okay. If he has some, then you can borrow, in fact, as we said in the previous Mishnahs, as much as you like. For one saw, can I get that? You're able, correspondingly, to borrow as many saw as you like. But you need to have saw in your house. And according to Hillel, it has to be accessible to you in your house. But if you don't have it, if it's not accessible to you, and so if you don't have it in your house, you're not able to borrow, even if it's just a loaf of bread, which is pretty easy to get from somewhere, still not allowed. Perek, hey, Mishnah, Yud. Omer Adam Lachavero, Nakesh Imi, Va'anakesh Imach. Ador Imi, Ve'ador Imach. The person can tell his friend, listen, you're going, you weed with me in my field today, help me out to get rid of the weeds, and I'll weed with you tomorrow. Or Ador is a hoeing or shoveling. You shovel a hoe with me today, and I'll hoe with you tomorrow. That is allowed. Now, why would I thought it's not allowed? So maybe we could say, well, maybe the hoeing that the person does, the weeding the person does the next day will involve a little bit more effort, a little more toil. And remember what's happening here. Shimon's helping Reuven today. Reuven's going to help Shimon tomorrow. So when Shimon helps Reuven today, Reuven's not paying Shimon for his efforts because he's going to pay back tomorrow. So that means Reuven gets to hold on to his money and not pay Shimon for wages for his work. Tomorrow, Reuven's going to work for Shimon. Well, maybe the weeding Reuven does tomorrow, it takes more effort. And that more effort is like Reuven paying Shimon back more money for the fact that Reuven didn't have to pay him right away. It's as if Shimon lent money to Reuven. Reuven got to hold on to the money for a long period of time. And in return for that, I'm going to reward you by doing extra effort when I work for you tomorrow. That's not a problem if it's the same activity. But nakesh velo yomalo, nakesh imi ve'edor imach. adorimi v'anakeshimach. It's not allowed for him to say, well, listen, you weed with me tomorrow, I'll hoe with you tomorrow. You hoe with me today, shovel with me today, and I will weed with you tomorrow. That already, it's a different activity. So then there's this concern of ribbis the way we describe. Then the Mishnah says, what about the season? Kol yimei garid echad, kol yimei revia achas. Garid is the summer months when the ground is hard. So we say if he does malacha with him one day during the summer, so and it's the same malacha, he's able to do the same. So let's say the weeding we're speaking about. If he does the weeding in the summer one day, he can do the weeding with him. The other friend can do the weeding in return tomorrow, as long as it's the same season. But and the same thing when it comes to Revia, which is the rainy season, because it involves pretty much the same effort. But lo yomar lo charosh imi bagarid vani echarosh imach barevia. But he can't say, listen, plow with me today during the summer months, and I'm going to plow with you later on in a few months during the Revia, during the winter months, because we're doing the plowing is a lot more difficult, we assume, in the Yemos HaGeshamim. It's a little muddy, maybe it's more difficult. So therefore, that would not be allowed, that would be a potential problem of Ribbis Darabana. Now we speak about another type of ribbis, what we call ribbis mukdemes and ribbis meucheres. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, yesh ribbis mukdemes. There is ribbis which is early ribbis, literally. Yesh ribbis meucheres, which is later ribbis. Okay, so the Mishnah gives you an example of what this is. Nasan einav lilvo semenu. So let's say Shimon literally placed his eyes, realizes that Reuven has a lot of money, and Israel says, you know what, I'm interested in borrowing money from Reuven. V'haya mishalech lo va'omer, and he sent, therefore, Reuven a gift and says, Bishvil shal talveni, here, I'm sending you this gift because I want you to lend me money, and this is a gift in advance. Zohi ribis mukdemes. Mukdemes, it's in advance. That is a ribis drabanan, that is not allowed. To give ribis prior to loan, it's not ribis kitsutso, he's giving him a gift. It's not fixed ribis, so you pay me back extra money. But that gift is not allowed. That's avak ribis, it's ribis drabanan. Lova heimenu behechzu lo es ma'osav. Let's say Shimon Barn didn't send any gift in advance. And he borrowed money from Reuven. He's not planning on paying Reuven extra money. No, he borrows $1,000, and he's going to give back $1,000. The hech steals most of it, and he gives back the $1,000. V'yamishaleach lo, but he's sending along with the money. V'amar b'shvil ma'usech ha'shayu b'telos etzli. You know, for the money that you let me hold on to, let me borrow, that you weren't able to use at that time to invest, I want to give you a gift. Zohi ribis mu'cheres. This is considered ribis mu'cheres, the after ribis, and that is prohibited. Rabbi Shimon Omer, yesh ribis devarim. Not only is there ribis mukdemes and ribis mu'cheres as Rabbi Gamliel taught us, but Rabbi Shimon says there is ribis devarim, there's ribis of words. We have to be careful. What's ribis of words? So the Mishnah says, how is so? Lo yomar lo, the love cannot tell the malve after he's lent the money, da kiba ish ploni mimakom ploni. You should know. I mean, want to inform you that this person is coming from this particular place. What does it mean? The malve needs the services of a particular person, and the lover says, by the way, he's on his way. I want to let you know. And the Gemara explains it's when the love says that to the malve, when otherwise he would not have said that to him. He would not have informed him of that of the fact that person came. And in fact, the bride says the following in the Gemara: Minayin leno sheba chaveiro mane ve'eno rogi lahakdim lem shalom shas lahakdim lo shalom. From where do we know that if a person borrowed 100 zuz from his friend and he doesn't normally say hello to him, doesn't normally greet him, that he's not allowed to greet him? Tav lomar neshech kol davar asher yishach. This is not the neshech, the ribis in Parshas Bahar. This is the ribis in Parshas Kisetze, and it says neshech, which you know is biting, which is a ribis. Kol davar. What's kol davar? Afilu dibur asur. Even speech is going to be asur. Now, some have the following girsa: da, not kiba ish ploni, that know that this person came, but da imba ish ploni mimakom ploni. And what the Mishnah means is that the malveh should not tell the loveh that he should go and inform him that someone's coming, because then it looks like the malveh is sort of making use of the fact that he gave a halva. So it's not that the loveh is speaking to the malveh, but the malveh is speaking to the loveh. But the idea is the same. That's an example of ribis devarim.